Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Kalani, Maddie and Conrad with your 9am Zedlines.
In local news, 1,200 kilometres west of Brisbane, the outback town of Windora is set to start replacing a failed solar array system from almost two decades ago with a new 850 kilowatt solar and battery storage system. Due to rural subsidiaries, this change makes little to no financial impact on locals, leading to many having neutral stances on the project. Regardless, this installation should halve the town's annual fuel bill and help to make them more resilient and self-reliant during major floods and disasters. Assuming it's a success, these arrays are planned to be installed at other rural locations around the country.
The Queensland government plans to establish a new agency aimed at improving the protection of children from sexual abuse. The government plans to invest $250 million to establish the Queensland Protection Commission, which will ensure that knowledge gained in one organization would readily inform decisions in another. The new agency comes after a review of the Ashley Paul Griffith case found that warning signs about Griffith were raised and recorded in different organizations but weren't shared. Attorney General Deb Freckleton said, quote, "We believe that while chasing crime is a priority, protecting children is a non-negotiable."
A pensioner who moved to Thailand, Peter Stevenson, says he now lives more comfortably. Mr. Stevens' old rent sat at $1,120 per month in a converted shipping container, whereas in Thailand he spends $400 for an air-conditioned two-bedroom home. Advocates claim that rising rents are pushing older Australians towards the poverty line as the Commonwealth rent assistance fails to keep pace with rising costs. For a single pensioner, rent assistance is currently set at a maximum of $219.40 a fortnight, but in most Australian states, the median weekly rent is over $500 per week.
Outsourced call centre workers for the Australian Taxation Office are paid up to 40% less than their public service counterparts on the same phone lines. Nathan Brunn, a former ATO phone line employee, detailed the pay gap, stating that team leaders at outsourced locations are paid about $31 an hour, compared with more than $52 per hour at the tax office. The outsourced workers follow the identical ATO systems, policies, and procedures. Workplace reforms designed to stop employers using labour hire firms are now being used against the ATO, with Brunn stating that, quote, "This is the direct consequence of routing equivalent work through a lower-paying intermediary."
In international news, a 6.7 magnitude earthquake hit Sulawesi Island yesterday, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The quake hit southeast of Palu, central Sulawesi province, at 10:27 a.m. yesterday. There was no risk of a tsunami, however, patients in several hospitals evacuated to ensure safety. Footage emerging from the affected area shows heavily damaged structures with partially collapsed roofs and shattered walls. The National Disaster Management Agency said data on the damage, as well as possible casualties, is still being collected. However, so far there are no immediate reports of casualties.
For your weather today, Brisbane is still cloudy. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is not rated and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our